Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Immigration, the economy, and healthcare were just three of the issues in focus last night as Senator Elizabeth Warren and nine other Democratic presidential candidates met in their latest debate, this time in Houston. On immigration, Warren says the Trump administration policy of separating families at the border accomplishes nothing.
A system right now that cannot tell the difference in the threat posed by a terrorist, a criminal, and a 12-year-old girl is not a system that is keeping us safer, and it is not serving our values.
Joining us this morning to discuss the debate and Senator Warren's performance is WBUR political analyst, Democratic strategist Wilnelia Rivera. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to us.
Good morning, Bob, and thank you for having me.
So last night was the first time we've seen all three Democratic frontrunners together, Warren, former Vice President Joe Biden, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Right out of the gate last night, the candidates clashed over what is the number one issue for many Americans, health care. For the first time in the debates, we saw that Sanders and Warren were both taking on Joe Biden over his health care plan. What did you make of that dynamic?
No, honestly, I think that I think Joe really tried to come out strong and really trying to poke holes at both of their plans, but really didn't offer an alternative that was coherent enough for folks to really sort of take a bite on, and honestly felt that really it opened up the debate stage to really have a more robust discussion around what Medicare for All means and what differences could be. So, for me, in one sense, I understood what Joe was trying to do was trying to make it about, well, how are we going to pay for it?
Right.
But at this point, early on in the primary process, it's not about how we're going to pay for it. It's about what are the best solutions that are going to get us there.
Let me focus in on that, if I might, for a second,
mm-hmm.
because Biden, I think, really did push hard on the payment mm-hmm. aspect, pushing back at both Warren and Sanders on their health care mm-hmm. for all, charging last night that they've not detailed how they'll pay for it. Warren responded by saying the wealthy and corporations would pay more. Here she is on that.
On mm-hmm. Medicare for All, costs are going to go up for wealthier individuals and costs are going to go up for giant corporations. But for hardworking families across this country, costs are going to go down, and that's how it should work.
Which is some explanation, but not exactly the detailed explanation that Biden called for last night. Was it enough? And is there a risk of Senator Warren overpromising to voters during the primary?
I don't think there's a risk of overpromising. And I think that at this stage, on a debate stage, to give a detailed one-hour response on exactly how Senator Warren would pay for her Medicare for All plan isn't necessarily the right place to do that. But I do think in the follow-up that's gonna come from this debate, I think what needs to happen now is having that more focused conversation around how we intend to pay for it. But I think let's keep in mind that on a debate stage, when you only have so many minutes to talk about how we're going to pay for something, it may not be the best place necessarily to go into a 60-minute conversation exactly on what that means.
But Biden made his point.
He did. He did make his point. He did make his point.
All right, let's talk about foreign policy. Warren said that she would withdraw troops from Afghanistan without a peace deal with the Taliban. Here she is on that.
We cannot ask our military to keep solving problems that cannot be solved militarily. We're not going to bomb our way to a solution in Afghanistan.
Were you surprised at all at Warren's relatively isolationist foreign policy that she talked about last night? Do you think voters will be surprised by that?
You know, I don't think voters are going to be surprised by that. And I think to see it from the perspective of isolationism, one at a time, we have the current administration that has pretty much isolated us from many accords, and many of our allies are now don't see us as close allies. I don't actually think that that's about isolationism. I think that's about broken promises that many administrations at this point have made about bringing the troops back home and facing the fact that we need to move forward and we need to bring them back home. I don't think saying that without a peace treaty or not means that we're going to leave Afghanistan alone, but what it means is that the priority is bringing back the troops after almost 20 years of war.
WBUR political analyst, Democrat Wilnelia Rivera, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition today.
Thank you, Bob.